Spokane Talks presents the BBB Talks podcast with Kent Adams and Tyler Russell.
Well, welcome to the BBB Talks podcast number one. My name is Tyler Russell. I'm the marketplace manager for the Better Business Bureau Northwest and Pacific, serving Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho. Of course, also want to say a big thank you to Kent Adams, the host of the Pulse, for being here.
It's good to be here.
For the very first podcast.
Yes, and you come on our Pulse program, our Wednesday live noon program.
Absolutely.
Often to talk about the scams and other things going on. So it's good to sit and chat with you today.
It definitely is. So for those people that don't know about BBB Northwest Pacific, we cover Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and of course, Western Wyoming. Now, this is the very first podcast, and Kent and, you know, Spokane Talks, nice enough to be able to have us have a podcast.
Yes, yes.
And this is my first podcast I've ever done.
Oh, really?
I was on the radio for years and years and years.
Yes.
And I was before the time of podcasts, before podcasts were the cool thing to be able to go and do. And you have a hole in your
my sweater.
Oh,
yes.
My
yes.
Does your wife know that you did that?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No. I'm glad this is an audio podcast, not a video podcast.
I'm pretty sure now everybody's going to be
looking. Because we both have faces for audio.
Everybody that sees you now is going to be checking the elbows of every single shirt that you want to go and do. Each month, we're going to cover some topics in the BBB realm. Whether it's scams, whether it's businesses, whether it's business practices, pretty much everything is open out there. And we're going to go and check out a bunch of it. Now, if you want to find Spokane Talks online, you can find them on YouTube at Spokane Talks, Facebook, Spokane Talks Media, Twitter, Spokane Talks. Also on the website, SpokaneTalksMedia.com. You can also email them info@SpokaneTalksMedia.com. If you want to find some stuff for Better Business Bureau, our Facebook, and it's a really, really long one, Better Business Bureau Northwest, serving Eastern Washington and Northern Idaho. At some point, we may shorten that.
I was going to say, I could have taken a nap then. I had you warn me.
You can find us on Twitter, BBB Northwest and Pacific, Instagram, BBB Northwest and Pacific as well. Our website, BBB.org. You can also email me, Tyler.Russell@TheBBB.org. Now, I've known you for about 8 months, 9 months,
something
maybe,
like that. Yeah, I'm
sorry
like
for that. You. I mean, no, nobody does that. I mean, I've never met somebody that whenever I talk, when I bring your name up in the community, people are just like, I know I'm Spokane Talks. People always talk about that.
A lot of people talk about me behind my back too.
How did you end up getting to get to Spokane Talks?
Well, I've done a few things over the years. Years ago, 30, 35 years ago, I did a Saturday program on a local station from 6 to 9 in the morning, and then they upped me from 9 to noon so I could sleep in a little bit. And so I've done that over the years. Never really had a career in this. Mm-hmm. This is not my chosen field, if you will. And then about 5 years ago, decided, I'm a boomer. I'm the first year of being a boomer. And there are a lot of folks that follow me in the next decade or two, and thought, well, KGRB was the boomer station. It was the top 40 station when we boomers were back in that age, in high school and college and so forth. Although I was in LA, but we all, wherever you lived, you had a top 40 station, at least one. In Los Angeles, we had about three, okay? And so we tried a little program up there called Boomer Radio, which was focused on people my age in the 50s and 60s and so forth. And it was a great concept, got a lot of public approval, but not approval in terms of sponsors coming on. Because honestly, in this town, if you're not in the top seven or eight stations, you're pretty much not making money. You're making money because your FM stations are doing quite well.
Yep.
And you know the business well enough to know that. So stop doing that. And my friend Wayne Williams, who was then managing, second generation managing and owning Telec out at Liberty Lake, said, sat me down and said, can't get out of the 50s and 60s. It's not AM and FM radio anymore.
Oh,
and so,
goodness.
Of course, my response was, okay, Wayne, what is it? Can't, it's the internet. So we started audio, and a couple years ago added video, and here we are. And I'll have to tell you, Tyler, you keep working at these things and you hope that they take off. And I'm fortunate enough that I don't draw a salary because I'm retired. But the fact is, last year we had over 410,000 video views, which represents about 75% of our viewership from the last 2 years. Oh, so we're obviously doing something right, and we continue to add programs. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I like to do is the Pulse program every Wednesday that you've been on.
Awesome.
Because we do 8 or 10 minute segments with three or four people during that that 35 minutes. And I'm always interested to have a couple regulars. One is Visit Spokane, who talks about all the great things going on in Spokane. And you come in to talk about scams and other things. And sometimes we forget one of our best resources in town is the Better Business Bureau.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
So good to have you here. And that's enough about me. Let's talk about the BBB, okay?
We definitely can talk about Better Business Bureau. I've been with Better Business Bureau since May of 2018.
Okay.
When people were nice enough to let me work at that point. I'm from Canada originally, and I came here to the United States. My wife is here. My daughter was born here. I'm very, very proud. Very, very proud of that.
Yeah, kind of a new dad. What, 3 months?
Oh, she's 5 months.
Is it 5 months? Oh, my gosh.
A couple of days ago.
Wow.
My daughter has got so much personality. It's absolutely outstanding. And I love it. It's so, so great. And I remember, and I want to kind of go a little bit back when talking about you and your experience and the Pulse. And I remember one of the first things that you had ever said to me. And you said, you know what? I want you to come down and have a conversation with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that really, really, really kind of hit home to me. I've always wanted to do a podcast, to be able to talk to people, tell people stories, talk about things that are really, really interesting. And I'm able to do that with Better Business Bureau. Today we're talking about the top reported scams of 2018.
Yes.
And it's very, very important, of course, to let people know about what those scams are and what they can do. Some tips.
Some horrible stories out there.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
First one I'm going to kind of touch on is we're definitely going to go with tax collection. Now, we're getting a lot better recognizing, but the threatening phone calls keep coming in. It was the most reported scam of 2018.
In fact, I'll have to tell you, I honestly got one today.
Did you? Really?
Yes.
So you got one on your phone.
I got one on my phone.
And what did they actually say to you? Like,
they said, if you don't call us back, we're going to start legal action right away.
Oh, wow. What was your response? What did you do?
I hung up.
Perfect. That's I was going to say, please say you hung
up.
That's what I wanted you to do.
I've been listening to you. Okay.
I like that. We just want to remind everybody that the IRS does not make threatening phone calls. They'll not solicit your personal information on the phone or by email, and they do not accept payment in gift cards.
Okay.
Just, you look at it and go, okay, well, that seems to be common knowledge. But, they're not going to accept payment in gift cards. Also, phishing scams. Now, these scams can come in forms.
Now, this is not like for fishing for trout, is it?
No, no. I do like fishing as much as the next person, but no. Threatening punishments or something completely mundane, like a file from the office scanner. If something seems suspicious, confirm it by contacting a company directly if something happens that way. Online purchases. We see this scam coming in various forms, from fake websites, free trials, and a whole lot more. Online purchase scams are absolutely everywhere. Make sure to shop with reputable website. Read all the terms and conditions. We've been really, really pushing people to be able to do that. Read the terms and conditions. Understand them. Take your time.
Especially if it's somebody you don't really know.
Exactly.
I mean, you really have to check that out. Some of the obvious ones, like Amazon and others, they have a good reputation or a way to get to follow up. But some of these other off the wall, someone sitting in their basement, selling something that they don't have.
And a lot of the time, scammers will go out and they'll try to copy Amazon's website to be able to look very similar to Amazon's website.
Because you can grab the logos today and everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You can copy and paste that across. Make sure that you're contacting that company directly. Be wary of offers. If it sounds too good to be true,
I'm going
to
guess it is. Yeah.
It is true. Watch out for those debt collections. That was up there as one of the top reported scams. It's a persistent type scam that we're seeing. Phony debt collectors will harass you for weeks.
Really?
And weeks and weeks and weeks. Watch out for that.
Picking you randomly, pretty much?
You know what? They'll go through and they'll have like a list of phone numbers and they'll be like, we're going to start at 50001, 50, and just keep going through that list.
Okay. And, it's a game of numbers. If they do enough of that, someone will fall prey to it.
Yeah, exactly. Also, watch out for those tech support scams. I don't know. I mean, you deal with computers all day. Every day you get those pop-ups that come up, and people are just like, hey, you know, your computer may be infected or there might be some sort of issue with it. Please, you know, go here and, you know, enter in your personal information, whether it's your credit card information, your social security number, whatever you're going to kind of go with. Look out for those phone calls. Could be emails, could be text messages, pop-ups that are claiming that you have a virus. Never, ever, ever give remote access to your computer.
Yeah.
That's a huge, huge
unless you know them. Like, we have an IT guy that will, and he set it up, and we've had him for 3 or 4 years.
Exactly.
And I know who he is. He knows, I mean, you know, that kind of thing.
It's already existing. You've got a comfortable report if they go that way. Exactly. Another one we're seeing is a sweepstakes lottery scam. Scams say that, hey, you want a new car or a dream vacation or a large sum of cash.
Yes.
In a contest you probably not even entered at one point or another.
And for $800, you can have access to it.
Yeah, you should really never have to pay money to claim a prize.
Okay.
You shouldn't have to go and do that. The fake check and money owner. This is a really, really tough one. It's an overpayment scam is what we call it. Comes in different forms where the scammer may be interested in something you're selling online, hiring you for a job, or telling you that you've actually won a prize. In all cases, the amount of the check is accidentally far more than what you initially agreed to. You're instructed to send back the difference, which leave your account before the check is found out to be fraudulent.
Yes, yes.
I've actually talked to some of the different banks around Spokane and Spokane Valley, you know, in our area, and the number that come across their desk all the time, and I'm just like, report it to Scam Tracker, report it to Scam Tracker.
Yes.
But that's what we try to be able to make sure that people.
But they're seeing a lot of them.
They see a lot of them. They'll report them either to us or they'll report them to Crime Check, whichever, you know, institution that people feel comfortable with.
But once taken out of your account, do you have a remedy?
You don't, because you are responsible for that check that's been put into your account.
Yeah, yeah.
You are responsible for those funds.
Right.
So watch out for that. The employment scams. Those usually come up when like college kids are out of school.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I want to
Or the holidays. Didn't we talk about that last fall?
We certainly did. Yeah. We're like, you know, it's these too good to be true jobs. Like, you can stay at home on the couch. You don't have to do anything.
Right.
And we're going to give you a lot of money. All you got to do is give us a couple $100 and we'll set this up for you.
Right.
Please do
never
watch
to be
out
heard from again.
Absolutely. Also, the government grant, very, very similar. The one that we've seen a lot with small businesses is this utility scam. So, the scammers will impersonate the water company, the electric company, the gas company, and then they'll say, this is going to get shut off immediately unless you pay this amount right now.
And all of our local utilities are much better than that. They will work with people.
They will work with people. And so don't give into pressure to pay immediately. Hang up, call the customer service number on your bill. That's what we tell people to be able to go.
And that's really so simple, because they have the people who will take care of that, and they'll probably tell you, no, it's not us. Or if it was for some reason, they'll work out something.
Oh, absolutely. And so, please do watch out for that. Now, also, I brought some other information for you. I know you like statistics. I like statistics.
Yes.
I think it's really, really cool. So we were able to find the top scams based on state. So we have Alaska, Idaho, Hawaii, Montana, Oregon, Washington, and Western Wyoming.
You know, Tyler, I think the next podcast we need to do in Hawaii. You knew where I was going, didn't you? I could see the smile on your face.
So we can go to Alaska in the middle of winter.
No. Yeah, we could.
No.
You go up there, call it in, okay?
I'll wait for you at the door, and you go right ahead. And
exactly,
see how it goes.
Exactly.
So we're going to start with Alaska. We're going to go with the top three scams that were reported by Better Business Bureau.
Mm.
Number one, you'll see a common theme here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Number one, online purchase scams, sweepstakes scams, and phishing scams. That's
and I would think the online thing, because they're ordering so much, I would think, from Alaska online to have it shipped.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, ordering online, you got to be very, very careful. During Cybersecurity Month, which usually comes up in October, we always tell people, look for that HTTPS, look for that lock on those websites that you're going to be going to go and buy stuff.
So a scammer can't do the HTTPS. Whatever it is.
HTTPS.
Yes.
I know. It took me about 20 times to
get
it to
say. Well, obviously,
properly.
I screwed it up the first time.
No worries. And so you look out for that, and that means that it's a secured Okay. Website. So watch out for that. Sweepstakes, lottery scams, and phishing. In Idaho, number one reported scam was tax collection.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, those tax collection scams. That's what we went through, what the scams were, and now we're talking about what per region, what exactly
yes.
is going on.
Wow.
So it's a little bit crazy. Also, phishing and online purchase.
Okay.
Notice a little bit of a trend happening
yes.
here.
Yes, I do.
In Hawaii, things are a little bit different. The IRS scam is the number one scam.
Like really?
We were just talking about
okay.
a few minutes ago.
Wow.
And then also the phishing scam and the tech support scam.
Okay.
So that's a little bit different.
It is. It didn't include the, as the top three, the online purchase.
Exactly. Not even in the top 10. Online purchase, not even the top 10.
Really?
Yeah, in
wow.
Hawaii. So Montana, number one, what do you think it is?
Horses.
No, online purchase scams, okay. tax collection. What?
Can you purchase a horse online? Probably can
know.
In
you
Montana.
Could, you know what? You could purchase one online.
I really threw you off.
The shipping costs alone. Imagine the shipping costs would be like, I want a horse.
Yes.
And so I'm gonna order that online. Imagine the size of the box that
yes.
people are going to be
yes.
asking for. I'd be like, all right, I want a horse. This seems like a good idea. Online tax collection and phishing scams. Of course, somebody that takes it in, you know, puts it in a different direction. We got Kent. That's perfect. In Oregon, number one, online purchase. Phishing sweepstakes scams.
Yeah.
And then in Western Wyoming, we have online purchase, government grant, fake invoice scams. And the top three scams in Washington are, number three, tech support.
Okay.
So people coming into your computer and saying, hey, pay this amount of money to be able to fix your computer.
Does that include where they come and they seize your computer too?
That's a little bit different. That's,
is it? Okay.
So there's the tech support scam and then there's the ransomware.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And ransomware is a little bit different for those people that are listening right now. They're like, I've never heard of ransomware before. Basically what it is that they will lock down your computer. They will hold your information hostage.
Yes.
Is the best way to describe it. And then when that information is being held hostage, you pay a certain amount of money in a certain way where it could be money order, it could be gift cards, it could be any way they decide, and then they will unlock and allow you access to your own data
wow.
on your computer. So, yeah. Number two is phishing.
Okay.
They're going to be looking for your social security number. They're going to be looking for your personal information, your banking information,
sure.
things like that. And then the number one top reported scam in Washington in 2018 was online purchases.
Ah, okay.
That was a big one. We shop online for so much stuff.
Yes.
So please be careful when you're going to go and do that. Check out the online retailer. There's so many profiles on BBB.org. You can find out businesses, find out what their rating is, find out what their letter grade is,
yes.
find out if they're an accredited business or non-accredited business with Better Business Bureau. So those are very, very important.
And speaking of scams and so forth,
yeah.
there's also the nonprofits and giving, too, that you have that information there as well.
That is absolutely great, and you're absolutely right. And thank you so much for bringing that up, because we have, if you want to check out charities,
yes.
you can go to give.org. It is a different website,
yes.
but you can find out about accredited charities. Charities and non-accredited charities with Better Business
Because
Bureau.
There are a lot of charities that are made up that sound like...
They sound legitimate. They
the
seem,
ones we know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They seem like they're legitimate. They seem like they're all right. Things are going very, very well. So check that out. Be careful. We can't say that enough to people, is that be careful and watch out for that. And you know what? Didn't we say we were going to do? We were like, hey, you know what? We're going to make this podcast like 10 minutes
yes.
long. How long do you think we're at right now?
We're at 11 and a half minutes, I'm
we're
guessing.
We're about 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Already.
Two radio guys.
I asked Ken.
Yes.
I
wasn't worried about filling 10 minutes, okay?
Can we get to 10 minutes? If it goes a little over 10 minutes, is that perfectly fine? He's like, you know what? We'll be okay. So, of course... the places you can go to find out. Better Business Bureau, we're going to talk about that first. You can go to our Facebook page, BBB Northwest Serving Eastern Washington, Northern Idaho for our Facebook. BBB Northwest and Pacific on Twitter. Instagram, BBB Northwest and Pacific. Website, BBB.org. You can email me, tyler.russell@thebbb.org. And, of course, you can find Spokane Talks online on YouTube, Spokane Talks. The Facebook page is Spokane Talks Media. Twitter, Spokane Talks. The website is SpokaneTalksMedia.com.
I'm sure they've committed this all to memory now, Tyler.
They can rewind it. They can go back 10 seconds and they
That's
can
true.
Hear absolutely
That's
everything.
True.
You can also email Spokane Talks at info@SpokaneTalksMedia.com.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't even have to write that one down.
Yeah.
That one was in the vault. Oh, that one was
all right.
In the vault.
Right.
This is the first of like two podcasts we're planning on doing, because Ken is going to throw out the boat anchor already on this after I forced him to reveal a lot of his information about his past. It's just like,
well, you've told me about your past, so watch out on podcast number two.
I can't wait for podcast number two, unless like Apple or iTunes is like, you know what, we really like what they were doing, and it's not that. I just want to say thank you for the 15 people that decided to listen to this. I really do appreciate it. Thank you for joining us for the very first ever BBB Talks podcast, brought to you by Spokane Talks. I am, of course, Tyler Russell, Marketplace Manager for Better Business Bureau Northwest and Pacific. And, of course, thank you to Kent for being a part of the very, very first one. This is a monumentous occasion. Okay. We really appreciate it. Make sure that everybody out there, that you guys are good to each other. Make sure that you are checking and being very vigilant about doing your research before you go and do anything. That is what we can encourage. So thank you so much for being a part of this very, very first one. And thank you, Ken.
It's been fun. And most importantly, we've educated a lot of people, I think. That's what's important.
I completely agree. BBB Talks, thanks for joining us, and you guys have a great day.